case.
Another local library system is offering free COVID tests.
Get a result within 15 minutes.
I'm John Doman.
One school board putting its commitment to equity into words. I'm Neil Augenstein.
The Dow is up 440 points.
It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Steve Kathan. Key arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court with the future of abortion rights in this country on the line. CBS's Steve Dorsey in Washington says it's about a Mississippi law.
Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart called on the court to not only uphold the law, but reverse two longstanding precedents that protect abortion rights.
This court should overrule Roe and Casey and uphold the state's law.
But Justice Sonia Sotomayor said the court's integrity is at stake if it appears to bow to social pressure.
People actually believe that it's all political. How will we survive? How will the court survive?
Center for Reproductive Rights attorney Julie Rickelman argued the law is unconstitutional and abortion rights should be protected.
Eliminating or reducing the right to abortion will propel women backwards.
Let me educate some of you women!
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Where it's a busy scene outside the Supreme Court with protesters wanting to be heard from both sides. As a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy is being debated once again.
Schools are closed the rest of the week in Oxford, Michigan, after the high school mass shooting that left 3 dead and 8 wounded. CBS's Nancy Chen reports police say the student under arrest used a weapon bought by his father.
Police say they do have the suspect in custody, but so far the 15-year-old is refusing to cooperate. Investigators have searched his home, and they also spent the night here at the high school looking for clues, but a motive is still unclear.
In a copy of a new book obtained by the Guardian newspaper, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows claims former President Trump tested positive for COVID 3 days before his first debate with Joe Biden. A second test after a campaign event that day was negative. Mr. Trump was hospitalized with the virus a week later. In a statement, Mr. Trump says the account is fake news. CBS's Jim Krasula tells us the Biden administration's moving to tighten travel rules because of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus.
In a statement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that it was working toward requiring that all air travelers to the U.S. be tested for COVID-19 within a day before boarding their flight. Currently, those who are fully vaccinated may present a test taken within 3 days of boarding.
Japan says its ban on air travelers from other countries will last through the end of the month. Police in Germany say an old World War II bomb exploded today at a construction site near a rail line in Munich. 4 people were hurt. Wall Street, the Dow is up 437 points. NASDAQ up 232. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth, personalized and affordable financial planning for everyday Americans. No wealth or asset minimums. Quality financial advice for every stage of your life.
It's 11:03 on WTOP, Wednesday morning, the 1st of December. Sunny and 51 now as we head to the mid-50s. And good morning, I'm Mark Lewis.
And I'm Deborah Feinstein with the top local stories of the hour. As you heard, we continue to cover the large crowds gathering outside the Supreme Court for hours now as it takes up the issue of abortion rights. The High Court hearing historic arguments over the landmark ruling nearly 50 years ago that declared a nationwide right to end a pregnancy. The justices weighing whether to uphold a Mississippi law banning abortion after 15 weeks and overrule the Roe versus Wade decision of 1973. Let's head outside the courthouse and check in with WTOP's John Aaron.
The crowd is in front of the Supreme Court spilling onto First Street. Some people came long distances to be here, like Lisa Stribling of Kansas City, Missouri. She came with someone whose shirt read,
"Stop killing my generation."
She opposes abortion rights, but says of the case in front of the court and its possible impact on Roe v. Wade,
"Do I think it's going to be overturned? No."
Patricia Green of D.C. came with a sign reading,
"Abortion is essential."
She says of the justices today,
"I hope they'll consider women's rights."
Outside the Supreme Court, John Aaron, WTOP News.
A state trooper in Maryland is in the hospital after being hit by a car during a traffic stop this morning on I-270. It happened around 6:15 in the southbound lanes just before West Montgomery Avenue. Montgomery County Fire and Rescue tell us that Brian DeHaven of the Rockville barracks was taken to Suburban Hospital for injuries, but is expected to be okay. The driver of the vehicle involved in the crash was not injured. Police say charges are pending the outcome of an investigation. This morning's lane closures around the crash have all reopened.
Getting a COVID test is easier than it used to be, and now another library system is giving the tests away.
Libraries are the most trusted local agency across the country.
And now the Prince George's County Library System is the latest to offer free COVID tests for anyone who wants one.
These are the high-quality Abbott Binax Now self-tests, so they are very accurate. You get a result within 15 minutes.
Library spokesman Nicholas Brown says the county's 17 libraries will provide a total of 1,700 kits per week.
This is an opportunity to get that peace of mind or information that you need additional medical care.
They only ask that if you're symptomatic, you have someone else pick up a test for you. Several libraries in Virginia, as well as Anne Arundel County, also provide free testing kits now. John Doman, WTOP News.
Should kids in Maryland continue to wear masks in schools? The State Board of Education is holding a virtual meeting this afternoon to determine next steps. The public has already had their say, and the board will review that testimony along with written comments before making any decision about mask regulations. The current emergency regulation expires at the end of February. You can find a link to today's virtual meeting of the Board of Education. It starts at 1 o'clock. We've got a link at WTOP.com.
Loudoun County Public Schools trying to be more specific in defining what equity in the school system looks like.
In the past 2 years, Loudoun County School Board has introduced several policies aiming to reduce discrimination, abuse, and harassment.
And we need sort of like the umbrella policy that would pull it all together.
The school system's director of equity, Lottie Spurlock, some board members, including Harris Mahedevi, say that the commitment to equity, besides creating a welcoming environment, should specify literacy.
Literacy and reading is so essential for child success.
The way it is written, eliminate all gaps, would cover that, but literacy was not directly and explicitly discussed and stated.
The board will vote on the policy December 14th. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
We'll check traffic and weather next, 11:07.
Confluent is building the foundational platform for data in motion. Our offering runs wherever the mission is, in the cloud, on-prem, and at the edge. Designed to be the intelligent connective tissue enabling real-time data from multiple sources to constantly stream across your agency. With Confluent, agencies can create a central nervous system to innovate in a digital-first world. Your agency is in motion. Now you have a data platform for it. Learn more at confluent.io/government.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck. They're back. Mortgage